to sign it until I was physically here.
Calling the meeting to order. Looks like 4:03. At this time, I will entertain a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Second? We'll do that after.
For the purposes.
We're going to executive session for the purpose of reviewing RFPs.
Because it's just put it back on. There you go.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
That goes on.
Before anybody leaves, very, very quickly, we're out of executive session. I want to state for the record that no action was taken while we were in executive session. And I'll entertain a motion to approve the previous minutes from June 20th and
second.
June 12th. Mm-hmm. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. Motion carries. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
One second.
Legislator Bartels?
So I'm pretty sure I saw the answers to Hector's questions from the sheriff's office. I said to Hector I saw it, but I don't know if it was circulated to everybody.
To his questions, yes.
So to my questions, Under Sheriff Freer said, asked me if I got the answers, and I said I didn't. And what I think he did was mailed it to just to me and just to my county email, which I've never looked at ever in 10 years. So, but I should. I know I should figure that out. But I don't use that email. So maybe. Amber, can you reach out to him and ask that he resend it to me? And when he sends it to me, you know, copy you and then copy the whole committee because it's not. Everybody should have it, but I just haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Because my questions had a lot to do with the makeup of the population of the jail at any given time.
All right.
Yes.
Take care.
All right. We haven't gotten the audit reports that we asked for from them.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, let's ask for those again, too.
Okay.
Nice meeting you, too.
Oh, right.
Thanks
thank
again,
you.
Nick.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. The audit reports that we asked that they said they do every year or something.
Yes.
And what were the audit reports of? What did they say?
One was the commissaries. And I think they said they do an individual one of their finances, right?
Right.
Not just the commissary. I feel like, go back and listen again or look at your notes, because I feel like it was more, because the commissary is normally also...
It's in that, but I think for their, as our annual audit, but they also have it, I think, individually audited for their accreditation. That's what he had said.
So yeah, let's find out whatever they actually, whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get copies of. And then I don't feel like we've moved anywhere on Family of Woodstock in terms of.
Michael Berg has asked us for another meeting, but we're just in the middle of this, so I'd want.
Yeah, we wanted to get through this. I mean, the one thing with, again, with family, and I talked to Amber at some point is. And I don't know the right way to articulate it in terms of. Technically correct way, but I think what we would most benefit from, but I can't imagine how much it would cost, would be to have some way of looking at all the money that the county gives to families, all the different programs, and analyzing that it's actually being spent on the individual programs rather than leveraged from one program to another program, et cetera, because it's a daunting. They do a lot of great things. It's a daunting amount of programs and a daunting amount of money, and I don't know how we would articulate that or ask for that or what that would involve. That sounds like a pretty big undertaking, right? Because there's how many programs?
Right.
A lot.
Right.
But that's the thing that I feel like would be most helpful for us to see that. You know, because when you're looking, it's one thing to look at a program on its own, however big or small.
Right.
When you're saying, we have 10 people and there are a lot at this time. But if one of those people is working on 7 programs, we need to determine that their time is only being divided by 7 into 100% of time, et cetera, et cetera. Otherwise, we're not getting the most we could get for
the program. Right, I get what you're saying.
So, and I'm not suggesting there's, again, similar to discussions we've had about soil and water, I'm not suggesting there's anything wrong. I just feel like that's it's a organization that's primed for a closer look because it hasn't had a closer look in terms of the overall
right.
picture in terms of the county contribution, because they do the lion's share of social services programs.
I guess
minus foster care, which is a whole different.
I guess to find out that, we'd needed a specific listing on how many of the programs that we contract with are shared with other entities. You know what I'm saying? If we pay for a part and other things pay for a part.
And also, if personnel are working across programs.
Right, or doing more than one program.
You know,
correct.
That's the other thing. Because even the one program he talked about, which everyone says, because again, there are two different discussions. You can have an audit that's a pure financial audit looking, does every, X match, the X on this side, et cetera, and you go right down the line. And then there's the programmatic audit. But when he was talking about, Michael Berg was talking about, I think it was the 180 program.
Mm-hmm.
I remember taking notes and he was saying how successful. And meanwhile, he said that the bulk of, most everyone who administers the program are volunteers,
mm-hmm.
right? So went through and how many hours. Remember he said they could be with them for 6 months. And then I said, well, how many hours? He said, well, it could be any number of hours. But then when you run the numbers just against the number of kids that go through the program,
right.
It's thousands of dollars per kid on volunteer labor. But, yes, that's cheaper than being in the system. I'm all for alternatives. But what's the money being spent on? If you're spending $1,800 a kid and it's a volunteer that's administering the program, what's the money going to? Is someone following my question? So I know it sounds wacky.
Somewhat.
But because what's the money? What's the money?
Why don't you ask Michael those questions?
But do think that's the one that we looked at, right? That I sent you the spreadsheet for. Is that right?
I don't know.
I think it was 180 that we looked. I want to say it was, but it was mostly like 90% of the expenses every month were on personnel, and very little on anything outside of that. And it was just the people that manage the program and tell people where to go and what they need to do and,
Administrative.
Yeah, the administrative side of it.
All right, maybe you can resend that to me.
Yeah.
All right.
Because if it was a different program, it would be nice.
Hold on. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
Bye.
4:39.
Sorry, I wanted to make sure.